You're listening to the Keeping It Real podcast, geared specifically towards entrepreneurs and hosted by yours truly, Connie Hammond, the founder of Resort Entrepreneurs and Resort Workers. This is episode number 10. Let's get started. Hey, everybody. So today's podcast is all about the benefits of turning lemons into lemonade, which I'm guessing is something we can all do a lot more of. I'm sure we can all use a little more productivity in our business day, so sit back and take a listen. By the way, I must be really excited to share this podcast with you because I just lit my lemon-scented candle from Williams Sonoma to really set the mood, and it smells so good. So anyway, enjoy. What are you doing with your lemons? After several years of rotting lemons, I've learned that no matter how much you try to suck it up, a lemon will always be sour when consumed solo. So instead of digesting those unpalatable fruits thrown your way all by themselves, why not try adding a little sweet surrender to the mix? You may just end up with lemonade. Lemons appear daily. It could be a middle-of-the-night phone call that leads to despair. It could be an article read that impacts you personally. It could be an uninvited intruder in your home, God forbid, or an uninvited guest at lunch. Maybe it's a good deal gone bad, or simply an unimaginable tweet that ruins your day. When life throws you lemons, which it will, and by the way, expect them to appear one right after another with little relief to get your attention and enact change, you just may be tempted to gulp them down, sour face and all, to make them go away quickly. But whatever you do, don't ignore them. If you set them aside to avoid confrontation, they'll really just end up rotting everything they touch. Expect the unexpected and be prepared with a recipe to make life sweet again. Reflect on what happened. When you take the time to observe, you'll discover the hidden gem or the lesson to be learned, knowledge that wouldn't be gleaned otherwise had you let your lemons rot. Instead, you just might become a lemon lover, someone who actually grows from the sour messages that are sent your way. So here's my little lemonade recipe. 1 dash of pause, 3 minutes of breath, 1 cup of why has this happened. Let it simmer for about 15 minutes. Listen to your gut, and then you serve up the message. Okay, so enough with the corniness. You got to just trust and surrender. Aren't most of the problems we encounter in life geared towards one thing, trusting and surrendering? They teach us to put our faith in God by reminding us that we don't have any control, contrary to what our ego might say. Sure, we may pretend otherwise. Delusions and denial appear as peacekeepers until reality kicks in and you're back in the grip of panic. Signs are happening all the time, big and small, good and bad. Some may be personal, some may be business related, some are funny, some are not, some are educational, some are repetitive, some serve as reminders, some serve as warnings, some are shocking, some are scary, some are tragic. Signs are all around. But what are the hidden messages the signs send? Which muscles are they trying to strengthen? So here's today's rotten lemon that happened to me. I was going through my morning routine, which included, regrettably, a 5-turned-20-minute run through my Twitter feed when the most horrible thing I think I've ever seen appeared. I'm not exaggerating. It was just unimaginable. Dead serious. It dropped my jaw. I mean, before I tell you the story, let me just say the baby is okay, all right? But a baby who was under 1 year old was being physically abused by someone who was just hitting the little child and covering the poor baby's mouth to stop him or her from crying. Even worse, the abuser may have been the mother. And just as evil, another person had actually recorded it to share on social media. Oh my God. I mean, I'm thinking about it right now and it's just so horrifying. My immediate reaction consisted of tears running down my cheeks. Adrenaline was pumping. My heart was racing. I was in complete shock. I mean, it was indescribable horror. I'm not lying to you. It was probably one of the most horrible things I've seen in my life. Panic set in, and all I could think to do was pray, pray immediately with vigor and heartfelt intention. Thoughts raced through my head. How on earth was this evil showing up uninvited in my timeline? How are people so sick? What happened to this woman to make her so angry and unaware? What in God's name is going on in our world? Please, God, save that baby. I was livid. This was not how I wanted to start my day. I mean, tears and more tears were rolling down my face. I was gasping for air. I was sobbing that bad. So I shut down my phone and I just sat there crying. And my mind kept going in circles. What the hell is happening? I feel sick. I don't ever want to see something like that again. I wish I'd never seen that. But not seeing it doesn't make it any better. Ignorance may be bliss, but that baby needs help. I hate people. No wonder kids are lost and confused and sad and helpless if they see horrible things like that popping up in their social media feed. Not everyone is evil. And then I intuitively whispered to myself, look for the good, Connie, look for the good. Then I just started to calm down. I prayed some more for that baby, and then I just sat there with the pain of having seen that horror and started asking myself some questions. Like, why am I on social media first thing in the morning? What happened to my boundaries? How can I better protect myself in order to maintain my peace? Why is this happening? The answer that came to me was this. I needed to see something so horribly jolting to make my social media resolve stick. It's definitely time to get rid of the social media time suck and get serious about business. This was, after all, my New Year's resolution. I needed not only to set limits, but I need to stick to them. Success won't come from scrolling nonstop. So, let's talk about garbage in, garbage out. Giggo, or what I call Geigo, which I think is wrong. I think it's Giggo. Anyway, I thought I'd done a pretty good job of creating an invisible barrier around me to block out the negative that this world presents at times. Living this Giggo intention has certainly made me more sensitive to unwelcome negative intruders. It's no coincidence that I've named my home in the woods the Peace Palace. Deliberately, I haven't watched violent movies in years, or scary ones for that matter. I still watch way too much news, and that's one problem I'm working on. But today I got the message loud and clear that I need to revisit my social media resolution. A few weeks ago, I started tracking the time I spent on social media. It's an understatement to say the results were mind-boggling. In addition to limiting my time on social media, I also resolved to keep my phone out of my bedroom. Unfortunately, that resolution clearly didn't last long. This morning, my phone was back in the bedroom, and I hopped on social media first thing. Ugh. Some habits are just hard to break. That is, of course, until one big rotten lemon pops up to knock the stupid out of you. So today's lesson was learned. In this day and age of media intrusion, you have to set your intentions and take action if you want a peaceful existence. I will certainly be more deliberate about who I friend and follow, positive, uplifting people. I definitely need to start my day without something better than a Twitter scroll. I got rid of my alarm clock years ago because I didn't like that intrusive loud noise in the morning jolting me from a sweet dream. I'd rather go to bed at a reasonable time to ensure waking up in time. Going forward, my phone will be charging in the office overnight. Effective immediately, this one small action will become part of my wind-down routine. Music in the morning or a gentle meditation to start the day off right will be part of my wind-up routine. No news and no social media until I've started my day centered. Period. Full stop. This deliberate or delicious epiphany didn't come easy. It was the result of a lot of heartbreak for that precious baby. Now that I've embraced the message, it's easy to look back and see how that rotten lemon was used as a catalyst to reset my boundaries for a peaceful life. I'm trying my human best to build a solid foundation where my priorities are straight. God, family, friends, positivity, trust, surrender. Make lemonade. If you're interested in learning more about turning lemons into lemonade, keeping your boundaries strong, and staying positive in a negative world, there are a few resources in the show notes that you may find worthwhile. Otherwise, I'd really love to hear from you. Please send me a message on Instagram or drop me an email or just give me a call and let me know your thoughts about this topic and if you like this podcast. And if you did like this podcast, please share it with others who may benefit. Also, let me know if there's anything else I can be doing to help you on your entrepreneurial journey. And that's one of the main reasons I'm here is to help. So in the meantime, I hope this podcast finds you well, and I will continue to pray for all of you and your success. Thanks so much for listening, everyone. Until next time.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.